This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff One Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Annie, I can't believe I have to do this. But here is a bit of a content warning for this episode of the Monday Mini, which we're talking about games and phone games. But yeah, content warning, y'all. There is brief mention of miscarriages, domestic violence, sexual situations, and then some. Like, I can't believe we're here. But yes, we are. And honestly, because I am going to describe some of these situations that I am alluding to. So if this is, again, I'm not going to go in depth, like as in like I'm going to give you pictures, but I'm going to describe it so that you understand my confusion in this episode. And I know I'm leading into this mysterious episode to this higher degree of like, what is happening? So hopefully I build it up so much that you're disappointed, because to be honest, I'm disappointed in these ad people. But as an introvert, as you know, and still trying to acknowledge there is things happening, as in the pandemic, as in COVID, as in so many other things that is happening in real life, I've been caught up in phone games because, yes, I have been staying home for the most part. I do try to socialize, but the pandemic and the quarantine has put me in such a safe space of being alone in my house.
Yeah,
I have not tried to escape it at any point, really, really, honestly. Mm-hmm. And as most of you know already, I love these phone games. Phone games are the way of my escape. And we've been talking about this for a minute, whether it has been about misleading ads, which I'm like, what is happening with this mysterious grandma hiding her in the basement that no one knows about? And whether or not who exactly is writing these games, again, that have these sensual plot lines, but obviously center around women as being the lead and caring about women. So I'm like, okay, this is misleading, but I like it. And honestly, I've been noticing some disturbing ads for these games. And as in fact, when we talked about one of the Monday Minis, and we talked about the games that I've been caught up in, we had a writer email us, say, have you seen these ads? I've been really disturbed by these misogynistic ads. And I'm like, yes, what is happening? I don't get it either. And one of them was like Project Makeover, I believe is the game. And when I'd actually played this game. When I first saw it, it just was like, can you do better? I was like, okay, cool. Let me try these things. Okay, it's a baker trying to redesign herself and get her shop up and going. I can do this. And it's a match 3 game. Cool. That's it. But as of recent, as this writer had said, it shows her being cheated on and covered in mud and trying to get revenge on her husband. And that is never a plot line to any of these games. But it has gone 2 to 3 to 10 steps further, Annie. Okay. Like, I think I sent you a screenshot, right?
You did. So just a caveat for people, I find this so fascinating for multiple reasons, but as someone who plays a lot of video games, you, Samantha, are my touchstone of what's happening in the mobile phone game world. And we had this listener write in. We read their message on a Monday Mini about we're getting these ads, so many ads about women need to shave their legs or whatever, and it's a game. And I wanted to know more about it. You were already kind of familiar, but you dove deep for this episode. But you sent me these screenshots that were just strange and bizarre to me of like a woman who's emitting odor. And
you're right. And there's nothing they can do to solve it.
Yeah, that means their life is ruined and they're a terrible trash person, I guess.
They're a terrible trash person. That is the statement that it is. Yeah, because honestly, let me start from the beginning. So I am very much into phone games. When it comes to phone games, Best Fiends, which was a previous sponsor, which may be a future sponsor, is a good game. It's a match 3 game. You get to try to get all these points and try to go to the next level. I know a lot of iHeart fam does this because, again, they were a big sponsor for us. So complete open book for that. I enjoyed this game to the point that I try to compete with Ben and Lauren. And I realized, especially when it comes to Lauren, I could not keep up. Mm-hmm. But it's fine. This is fun. And I absolutely said that these little slugs and fiends that were that we're supposed to defeat, I think they're the good guys. And I'm playing the bad guys, which is a whole different conversation in itself. Oh my God, it sounds like I'm doing a plug. But I really enjoy a good phone game because I love being distracted a little bit when I'm watching TV or doing something because, as we previously spoke about when it comes to movies, you need to tell me about the bad things. So if I'm half distracted, I need to multitask. It helps me focus as well. It's a weird thing. I have a very bizarre take on my attention span. I don't like console gaming. I can't figure out these buttons to save my life. I don't understand how to shoot or to jump or to run. Annie knows we've played Mario Kart and I fall off the edge often. Often. Mm-hmm. That's part of the game of me announcing how many times I've fallen off the track. So the phone games are easier for me. The puzzle games are easier for me. And I feel like as it's in my hands, I can do it and move on. Oftentimes with these games, especially if they're free, you have to watch ads to get bonus points, to get to the next step, to get to whatever. And that's fine. I'm fine by this. But the ads have been disturbing. And I will say two games that have been pushing boundaries recently, I don't know, maybe it's been happening and I just never noticed it or it hasn't come to my feed, have nothing to do with the actual game, which we talked about earlier, because they have actually been penalized by the industry for misleading ads. I think we've talked about this before. When it comes to our ads and sponsorships, we have to be pretty open. TikTok influencers have to be really open or they get fined large amounts of money. I guess maybe coming to gaming, you don't have that same level yet because technology is always exceeding the rules and the boundaries, right? And the actual restrictions. But some of the examples I want to talk about come from Solitaire Home Decor. And yeah, I'm going to call them out because they have been probably the most disturbing of the actual ads, as well as Project Makeover, which we just mentioned previously. There's several others where they have very loosely clad women being in need of rescue. Like, it's just odd. I think one of them is a zombie survivor game, where all the men are chubby and well-dressed while the women are scantily clad, needing to be rescued. So I don't understand that. I do understand, but I wish it didn't happen. So here are some examples that I told you I was going to describe. One of them, okay. And I sent this to you as a screenshot, mm-hmm. Annie, because I was like, what is happening? A couple is having sexy times. Okay, weird, odd enough as it is. He's rubbing on her above her clothes, and I say rubbing on her, and she pees on him. And you see this, and he smacks her and throws her out, which leads to her going to an abandoned shelter, and you have to play solitaire to build up her home.
Whoa.
What?
Okay.
Another one in which they're, I guess, doing a sexy time. And I'm trying to record these, y'all. I just figured out how to do a screenshot recording because mm-hmm. I do pictures, but I couldn't figure out how to. And I can't get it in time. But they're standing together in the bathroom and she pees on him. And I believe he pushes her out the door and then she has to do the same thing. There's also... This one really, I just saw today and I was like, what? Essentially was that she discovers he is cheating in her bathroom. So you see a woman straddling a man on the toilet. They're fully dressed, I guess. Thank God for that. I don't know. And so she plays solitaire to do a rat infestation. So it scares them both. And then to have diarrhea. So you see her having diarrhea while she's sitting on him and poops everywhere.
Oh.
And it comes back to want more revenge, keep playing.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So those are all over like, what the hell is this game? Then it gets really, really disturbing. There's another one, and I don't know what game this one is, so I can't blame it on this one, in which there you see a couple. A woman just had a baby. She's in the hospital in the bed. The father holds the baby while he's showing it off to the parents. She drops a glass because she's thirsty and reaching for it, and he comes over and slaps her.
Wow.
Saying, how dare you disturb us? So I was like, what the f***? Are you kidding me? Another one. And I haven't seen this one, but apparently this was like to the point that it got on Reddit. It got on a lot of message boards. Like, what is this? In which TikTok advertised for this same solitaire home design game where a woman who is pregnant comes and confronts the mistress. The mistress pushes her off the balcony, causing a miscarriage. And instead of blood, you see like white liquid.
Oh.
So at least they, I guess, censored that. And that's the implication.
Wow.
So I'm like, are you kidding me with these ads? What is happening?
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. on demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's this level to the point that they finally, I think, reached to take it off of TikTok. And this was, and I haven't seen any of the game ads for me, thank God, because I think I'd be disturbed. But it's when I play my games. My phone has now where it's a specific section with all my games. And above it, as you're trying to find your games and look through what you have, there's an ad that plays above it, which is fine. You can ignore it. But it's so disturbing to see like domestic violence play out. You see so many situations. At one point, they're in a hot air balloon. Sarah's design, I believe, making out. You think it's a cute little romantic moment. He pushes her out to try to kill her of the hot air balloon, and she survives. You're like, great, I guess. But this level of advertising, which again, none of these scenarios happen. None of them. Within the games. But they create those.
That's quite strange.
It is so disturbing. And I made you watch because someone actually did get a screen grab recording and put it on Twitter. Like, what is happening with these games? Thank God. Thank you to the person who did that. Because I was like, I can't capture them in time. Like, I don't... You can't watch repeatedly to do the recording, which I don't want to, but it's just such a weird level of advertising strategy that I gotta figure out. I'm trying to figure out why they're doing this. And again, games like Project Makeover never did that until recently, and it made me try to pick up. And I will say their ratings had gone down a star or half a star, I think, which may be telling. Uh-huh. And several of the countries have noticed this. So in the UK, the Advertising Standards Authority actually banned a few ads like these due to the misleading and sexualizations of these ads. So that's, I guess, the good news. But there's so many games that come out and do, and so many ads like this that it's not being controlled or actually being monitored. In the US, I haven't seen has done anything about this. I know that there was at least one game where it depicted a possible rape scenario was banned from Google Play app because there were so many people like, what is happening? Because this has been actually directed to anyone and everyone. So as a teenager who often plays these phone games, again, playing games like Best Fiends, which was for all ages, and or a match game, which is for all ages. I think I did one that was called like toy something, like, so you're supposed to do blocks and stuff, and it's a cute little toy animation. That's it. We're having these ads without being monitored. And one of the big conversations is, what are the governments, what are the regulations in this, why aren't people paying attention? Because it is pretty horrifying. Again, all these domestic violence situations, many of these games start off with women being pregnant, being left, and being told they're not worth anything, and to do your by yourself. Several of the games have like orphan kids trying to make it out, or they die. You're like, what is going on? And of course, many of the people are like, why are you doing this? This does not seem like a smart brand for you, especially. I don't know this for sure. A majority of players are probably women and children. And I haven't seen those numbers yet. So why would you direct this at many of the people? I got the directive. So there's a trick what they do where the person playing, so you're not playing as a robot, it's a random finger who does really badly to the point of like, surely to God, it's not that hard. Why are you doing this? They've gotten me.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, this can't be that hard. And I've downloaded like two games and one game has stayed on put. I was like, okay. I like it. So that stuff works. But the games that have like, oh, she did these things, so I left her. I will never click on those. I will never click on those. The merge game that I had, we talked about where the grandma, which Kathy Bates actually did an ad for, mm-hmm. like she signed on to do an ad to play the grandma. I tried it. You spent too much money. It was too slow. But it had. They were one of the first ones to be accused of trying this trickery because the game had nothing to do with that. Like there was no mysterious building. They had gotten such huge critiques that they added in side quests that were similar to the ads. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen that play. But none of those were as offensive to me as all of these sexist, really violent and over-sexualized ads. Again, how can Solitaire do any of this?
Yeah. It's disturbing that that's what they would go with for the ad to draw you in. It's disturbing a game like that could exist in the first place.
Right.
Because there are horrific games in the console world that are, they were designed by Gamergate dudes who are super mad about Gamergate, and it's all about raping the women they don't like. And those get taken down, which they should, but
yes.
They didn't really advertise on that level. I don't know. Like, it's bad. It's all around bad. These games shouldn't exist, but I'm surprised that their advertising technique is
on that same level.
Yeah. Like, oh, this will draw people in. That's disturbing.
It's so disturbing that this, again, so I will say, of course, this has a lot to do with money. We know that it has a lot to do with money. And the last 2 years, mobile gaming has increased by 60%. I'm sure the pandemic had a lot to do with it. And then it has 3.3 times more usage that people are more likely to play than those at home console games. So I get that. This is a big money market if you can get it just right. However, the question is, why do these types of ads when it's not even the type of game? So you're drawing in the wrong crowd. Maybe not, because maybe they're the ones that will pay the extra money to get more options. But at the same time, there's a conversation of like whether or not the person who are choosing these ads allow these ads onto their games because their games that you're actually playing seem so much better than what is being advertised. So you're more willing to stick with it. I don't know. There's this whole level of conversation of like, what is the point in this? Who is profiting off of this? I don't know if we talked about it recently, there was an article coming out that a lot of podcast networks, including ours, have been using games which you have to get rewards, so therefore you'll get a 30-second clip of an ad to get more access to something better to the game, and they use podcast clips, which counts as downloads, which is a whole trickery in itself that we haven't talked about. That's this level of, okay, this is a whole marketing capitalistic ideal, but why use these tactics? And I can't figure it out. There's no real conversation other than this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's someone out there who can come on the sly and talk to us about this conversation of like, we're going to use these ad tactics in order to sell games. Again, I will never play Solitaire Home Design. I'm telling y'all, if this is offensive to you, don't play it because that is so disgusting. It is such a disgusting way of trying to implement anything. Why are you literally using women's suffering to promote a game? And just because it's animated cute doesn't make it better.
Yeah, it feels kind of like, you know, when people would use thumbnails on YouTube and they'd be like, always put a woman and her, you know, in her bra or whatever on the thumbnail, even if that's right. Not in the video, because it'll attract you, or always use these tactics, which usually do involve women in pain or women sexualized, because people will click on that more. So I do think it's a larger societal problem. And I do think there are ways to handle maybe not these storylines, but storylines of women's pain in games in a way that is useful, conductive to more conversation that is needed. But if you're just using it as a way to get people to buy the game and all it is saying, it's reinforcing all of this misogynistic, sexist, gross, gamifying, essentially, sexism, then that's a real problem.
Right. And it is. And I want an answer, honestly, because we get, like, it went from, oh, this is funny, to what is happening? Why, how did we get here in this day and age for a damn game on solitaire? Like, it doesn't make sense, in which the marketing people are like, this is completely normal and okay. Let's put an ad where we shove a pregnant woman in off of a balcony and see how many clicks we get. Like, are you kidding me? Sure, we're talking about it, but I'm also saying don't get it. Don't play Solitaire Home Design. Don't do it because it is disgusting and I don't understand how they think they're profiting. And I will say, even the tame ones that don't have all of that still involve women suffering. So a couple of the games that I've seen that I've liked have either been women who are recently getting divorced or women who have been left at the altar, which is still kind of like, but why?
Yeah.
Why do we need this? So the game that I really liked and I still play, Lily's Garden, it starts off with that. And that is a scenario. They're not misleading you. At the very beginning, it shows her ending her engagement because he cheated on her. And so she deciding to go and finding out that her aunt has left her in whole estate. She has to put it together back again in order to keep it, the time frame. And you have to do a match three game. Great storyline to the point that I'm like, oh, I like this. There's a queer couple that you don't know is queer. They never say it out loud, which is a whole problem in itself. But it's cute, and I like it, so I've played it. Okay. But I still don't get why we needed to start with Lily being really sad. And they've actually gone beyond that story setting to her love interest in the story, in the game, to in the ads, cheating on her with the best friend, who the best friend is insinuated as queer. So it's kind of like, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Lily's Garden, you don't need to do this.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
But yeah, I found a few games. Jigsaw Puzzle Villa, which I sent you some screenshot because I was like, whoa, yeah. Here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Because I've been digging into these games, y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm not even playing. Which has a divorced woman who seems to be more middle-aged. So that's nice to see because all of them have been very young. So I'm like, okay. Who is a jigsaw puzzling champion of the United States.
Oh.
Goes to an international competition, goes to a villa, and helps renovate it by doing jigsaw puzzles. I actually did a 630 piece on that to get all these points. I really do. I'm not going to lie. I'm enjoying it. Son of a biscuit. I'm enjoying it. But you get to do this, and you renovate the home, and that's how you get the points. And the storyline is she goes to this woman who is a jigsaw puzzle champion, I believe, in Spain. And they are having a big competition. And then while she's there, she's helping her renovate her home. And you're seeing love loss stories, love stories, and as it builds up. So I haven't gotten too far into this, but I love puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
Annie, you love puzzles?
I do.
So this was a nice rendition mm-hmm. of that, but I still don't understand why we have to just start off with the story of her being divorced. Come on. She can just enjoy a trip.
Mm-hmm.
But I've discovered a few more since then. June's Journey, and I sent you this,
yes.
which is where you have to find all this, has nothing to do with divorce. I will say that essentially it's during the Prohibition era. June comes in because her sister and her brother-in-law are murdered and does this whole mystery. So you have to go in, get this mystery. The graphics are pretty great. They don't care. Like, people are being shot left and right. And I'm like, what is happening? A kid has been abandoned. They are traveling for art thieves. Like, it is a whole thing. You play with a team. I was made president after playing, like, for a month. And I was like, don't put me as president of this team. Mm. I had to rearrange and, like, talking to my little playmates. And I say this and that. I have never met them. I don't know them in person. I don't even know if they're real. I'm still wondering if they're bots.
Mm.
Just trying to rearrange some things for this competition. That you do and you travel and you build up a whole island is a thing. It's a seasonal thing. I have a whole Halloween village, by
Ooh,
the way.
Yes.
Halloween village.
Yes.
But I enjoy it. I haven't seen ads for it other than can you find these items? That's it. It is pretty straightforward. I got into it. I'm really into it now. I'm like, yeah, let me play these games. Has a little quest on the sides where you just try to find different items. I will say I've realized I am not as smart as I thought I was because they'll put terms and like words in there. I'm like, I don't even know what this is. What is this? They're a little bit dated. So I'm like, I've had to yell out, do you know what this is? What is this? Because I didn't know. But a good game. Would recommend. Mm-hmm. I have caught on to Love and Pies. This is kind of like that merge game, Merge Mansion that I mentioned before, in which you have to do it with pies. So she has a bakery that you have to get together. You come in. There's no divorce in this one. I haven't seen the ads. The only ads that I've seen is this young woman gets... Her Amelia gets her mother's pie store bakery, in which a woman, she finds an accidental hideout and she has to open up the mysterious hideout to see what's happening. That's one of the ads. Another ad is she sees her mother handing out pies with jewels in it. And so someone comes in, brings a piece of art. She gets a pie with a jewel. So she's like, what's happening? What's my mother doing? So that's the ads. But in the actual episode, so you open it up to her coming to the house with her daughter, Kate, who is dressed like a dinosaur. Super cute graphics, by the way. Super cute art. And she comes to the house that was just burned down, and they're trying to figure out how it burned down. And there's a rumor that her mother did it, but her mother's disappeared. And she's like, what is happening? So she tries to build this up by doing the merge game and selling pies. Cute, though. And then, like, we are trying to figure it out. There is a queer relationship, which I really enjoy. Her best friend, Yuka, I believe, is interested in a woman reporter. Who's trying to ruin her life, it seems.
Oh.
There is a villain of a corporation trying to take the small shop down.
Okay.
It's a whole thing. And her uncle Sven, who's helping her.
Wow.
Oh, and you get a dog and you get to name it. And guess what I named my dog?
Peaches.
Yes.
I know you so well.
You do. You do. It's super cute. I'm enjoying this game. And then there's a couple of other games. I'm still doing choices. Like that one like game I told you about, the story time. I'm still on it. Mm-hmm. I'm still playing it. Not as great as it was previously, but I still feel like, you know, better than some. Again, this is one of those games where it was a really sexist ads, but it's not far off. At least it's not far off. I will say that. And I say really sexist in that it just portrays the woman as if like she's just a sex being. But in the stories, it's a little deeper, in which people talk about that. Like, that's misleading. Mm-hmm. Why don't you say that? That's even better for me. And then, of course, Wayhaven Chronicles, which you and I did the first two books. Mm-hmm. And I'm still waiting for my third one. Son of a biscuit.
Still waiting. We're here.
But there you go. Those are my reviews of some games, but also... Someone tell me what's going on with these ads.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you, I mean, it's hard to describe unless you've actually seen a screenshot of the ads, but they're pretty shocking. So thank you, Samantha, for diving into the depths of these.
I still want you to play the Jigsaw one, though.
I do like a puzzle. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'll do a follow-up. And listeners, if you have any experience with any of these things, please write in and let us know. Our email is stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.